Today is the 30th anniversary of the Clean Water Act, one of the country's first major environmental laws. The law promised that by the mid-1980s, every navigable waterway would be clean enough to swim or fish in. That hasn't happened. NPR's Christopher Joyce recently visited the Chesapeake Bay in Maryland with some lifelong water watchers who view the act as a work in progress.
The Severn River flows wide and calm into the Chesapeake. A cool front from the north has laid a blanket of mist on the water. John Page Williams steers a 20-foot skiff up to a dock. He's a naturalist with an environmental group, the Chesapeake Bay Foundation.
We're 5 minutes late, maybe four.
Williams has come to pick up Chuck Fox. Fox is director of the Maryland Department of Natural Resources.
You got life jackets for us, I assume?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. It's Fox's job to enforce the state's wildlife laws. And it's Williams' job at the foundation to keep the pressure on Fox to defend the environment, which means he sometimes backs him up and sometimes attacks his policies. And sometimes they just go fishing.
You want to run down and look at the grass beds? All righty, here we go.
One of the things the Clean Water Act did was force sewage plants and factories, so-called point sources, to clean up their wastewater. That reduced levels of toxic chemicals from factories and nitrogen from sewage in the nation's waterways.
Yeah, there's a little cut coming in here. I caught some nice pickerel standing on that point right there on New Year's Eve, about 30 years ago.
Williams motors into a small inlet. The water's glassy surface is dotted with strands of vegetation. These are underwater grasses rooted to the bottom. The Clean Water Act helped bring the grasses back to the bay. Now the grass continues the cleanup job. Williams pulls a long strand of milfoil grass onto the boat.
What you got right here, these long stems of Eurasian water milfoil, but working in between is this nice redhead grass, these oval leaves. What's going on here is we've got a system that once the grass is established and are able to grow, cause sediment to settle out so the water gets clarified. There are also great nitrogen and phosphorus sinks soaking that up.
Nitrogen and phosphorus are still a big problem in waterways like the Chesapeake. These chemicals are food for algae, which grow into huge underwater clouds. These blooms choke out other plants and animals. Williams raises the motor and pulls the boat into a marsh at the head of the inlet. What looks like a tangle of cordgrass and weeds is actually wild rice and a dozen other marsh plants that feed waterfowl and protect juvenile crabs. The Clean Water Act has slowed the loss of marshes like this, but they're still being destroyed at a rate of about 50,000 acres a year. Chuck Fox says small marshes and the streams that feed them are natural filters for dirty runoff from surrounding land.
The future is really going to come down to stream restoration at a very, very local level. And whether you're in suburban Montgomery County or whether you're in the middle of a corn soybean field in Dorchester County, how do we restore the stream channel itself and how do we deal with the water that flows into that stream?
Williams motors across the river to a steep bank where a homeowner has felled dozens of trees down to the waterline to improve his view. The exposed earth washes down the hill every time it rains.
When you come into a place like this and you clear cut the banks and you leave the stubble of the trees like this, what you're going to do is enhance the runoff. We're going to see increased siltation here, increased loading of nutrient pollution to these waters, and ultimately we will see adverse impacts on this little creek itself.
Places like these, non-point sources, are the Achilles heel of the Clean Water Act. They're the small-time contributors of sediment or pollution, agricultural fields and septic tanks, oily runoff from suburban streets, and home builders who ignore local laws meant to complement the Clean Water Act. The EPA estimates that more than half the nation's estuaries still don't meet Clean Water Act standards. Rivers and lakes fare slightly better. Some say the glass is half full. Things are better than they were. Critics see the flaws. They say industry is still allowed to dilute toxic pollutants in otherwise clean waterways. They point out that unregulated farm runoff puts pesticides in waterways and has now replaced sewage as the main source of harmful nutrients. There may be one point of agreement, however. The first 30 years of the national cleanup will probably prove to be easier than the next 30 years. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, on the Severn River in Maryland.